rain down there yesterday?
I don't think it was hardly a cloud in the sky.
Here last night about 8 o'clock.
They haven't had nothing. I think we got a little bit a couple weeks ago, and that was about it.
You had to cut the grass.
We're getting some this weekend, though.
Yeah, up there, they got so much rain up there in Illinois that the dam was beginning to breach.
I see that.
They already warned all the people downstream and said, hey, you know, it's going to happen.
That ain't good. Did you enjoy yourself?
We're still up there. I pulled the camper back on Sunday.
That's KF4MUF.
From up there down here to work. Because she's got to work in the morning, and then Thursday night we'll be back up there.
Not bad, though. Just one day like that, and then have to head back. That's not bad at all.
Jody, KO4HKX. Morning again, Ken.
Patrick.
You've had a good week. I don't think I've talked to you in a couple days.
Still good. We'll see how it goes. We still got three left, right?
Right?
Yes, sir. I was looking for Waynesville. Does it look like it's going to hold out, or what's happening?
It's showing chance of thunderstorms up here. Usually they're in the evening, and they don't last too long, so I'm not overly concerned about it right now.
4ZLK.
Shane, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Shane, KM4TFW.
Good morning, Mr. Shane, KM4MUF.
The most excited sounding award.
From Atlanta.
Traffic wasn't too bad. There wasn't a lot of construction going on, so didn't have to slow up any. I did see a guy that got lucky. He blew a front tire down below Piedmont. And there was a nice, wide, open stretch of grass, a nice field beside the interstate. He was way out off the road down in that field. So if he'd have blown it back where the trees were or the guardrails, he might have had a little more problems.
One of them stop spots that you say that timing's everything?
I've heard that you gotta hang on and blow a front tire. Don't hit the brakes right away because that'll just pull you right off the road. I don't know if that's what he did or what, but I've seen people blow them, you know, right there and be right on the shoulder. But the fact that he was way down on the field meant that it was a good thing that's where he was.
We were going through rural Alabama, and there's trees on both sides, and there's only one spot where there's a field. And he had it on cruise, and he woke up going across that plowed field doing 55.
And WFCM.
What are the other stations?
RFCM.
Fred.
They're doing very well, thank you. Just let the chickens out. Mosquitoes about eat me up. I guess one benefit of being dry, not many mosquitoes, but a bit of rain, boy. They're out in full force as well.
They're bad if you're out there for any time. We got a couple other guys in here, too, this morning, Fred. Patrick's in here, and Jody and Ken.
Ken, I get up early and read and get the chickens out and get ready to get out of here and do something today. It'll be warm, but some rain tonight. So we'll go drying for all these days and deluge. But good to hear you, Shane. You always have a good signal. W4FCM.
All right, hope you have a good day. Maybe your son will come on here in a little bit. And 4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, thanks for calling me, W4FCM.
Good to hear you, and hopefully your son will come on here shortly. But, guys, I'm getting close, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a great day, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, clear.
KN4
TFW. Patrick, you can have a blessed day. KN4 MUF.
Later on, N4 ZLK. Now fuel, N4 ZLK.
KN4 MUF, we're still out here. Can we go up there and stay for a couple weeks at that campground?
Okay, we booked the month for this year, and I drug the camper up there, and then, you know, whenever season's not working, you know, we're up there. And that, because the restaurant was closed for 2 weeks, you know, and she only works 1 or 2 days a week. And then, so she has a lot of time that she can just spend up there. It was a lot cheaper to book it for the whole month than it is, you know what I mean? It was like almost $400 for a week. And then the whole month only like $730.
Cheaper. Well, you're going to be up there that long, so, you know, that's definitely a no-brainer there.
People up there are there for 3 to 5 months. They have some long-term people that just live there and that, but it's a pretty nice little senior community.
If they're up there that long, it must be pretty decent.
The gentleman, he had one of those great big tiffin buses, and he books it for the whole year, but they have what's called site share, so he pays for the whole year, and then he'll tell them when he's going to be gone, and then they rent the spot out while he's gone, and then they split what they make.
That's one way to do it.
Need the spot that he wants, and he's a pretty good old gentleman. He didn't even start driving a bus. Big bus until he was 84 years old. Now his wife's starting to get dementia. He's been, you know, taking her places and doing stuff with her. And that, he appears to be in pretty decent health. And that, but man, he must have a 40-foot bus at least, or bigger than that. I don't know. It's huge.
Bad for her. I hear that, but I'm glad he's doing that.
Driving great big motor homes and that. Most of them are retired military.
Glad to hear that. You know, that they're enjoying themselves after their service.
Good enough to do that.
Right investment.
Time to the gate. Looks like it's going to be a busy day. I see 4 or 5 trucks down here already. Now, so you have a good, safe one. Be careful out there, and I'll catch you later. 73 KN4 TFW.
Ken, you do the same thing. Enjoy your day out there, and I hope everything goes good for you. And we'll talk at you later. KF4 MUF.
Jody, I'm going to run in the store real quick. N4 ZLK.